on a wagon, the things that that goes up between the two horses.
That's the dog.
And on a buggy.
James.
And the the thing that goes to the wheel goes the wheel goes through the it goes from one wheel to the other.
And the axle.
Okay. Now the taking the wheel from the very center is the.
There wasn't no wheel on the center.
I mean, at the center of the very center of the wheel.
Huh?
At the very center of the wheel where the axle goes through.
Oh, that is a hub.
Okay, and then coming up from there are the.
That wheel that fit right on there, you know, and then there's a nut, big old nut. Screw that on there.
Yeah.
Keep it on.
What were the spokes? What did they call the part of the wheel that the spokes went into?
That's the rim.
And
the hub's where they went into down here at the bottom, you see.
And what went around the rim?
That was the rim, and then the orange tar went around that, you see.
Okay. And what did you call, you know, what just one piece of the wheel that might have two spoke holes in it?
And the hub.
No, up on the wheel.
That is the. Oh, they called that the. I don't know, their rim had a name. Which is the rim to start with, you see.
The rim was in pieces. That's what I'm talking
about.
It's
in sections.
Yeah.
And it's put on then with orange tar. Felt it on there. What did they seem like they call that? The feller.
That's right. That's what I wanted. That's what I wondered if that's what I called it here. That's what I was worried about, the feller, sure. That was like the piece, sections.
Well, just the rim, in other words, it meant the rim, but they called it the feller or something like
that's
that.
Sure, that's
it's no, in
that's,
section, that's about four or five wondered. Sections to the wheel, about right. Three spokes to the section.
Well, that's the word I wonder about. I have a great deal of trouble trying to explain this to students of mine. I tell them about this and they've never heard the word. They're amazed that there is such a word
beyond
the pieces of a wheel.
Well, it takes somebody that's been raised to that stuff, you know. I forget a lot of things.
Now, when you hitch a horse to a wagon, that piece of wood that the horse actually pulls on.
That is a double shave.
Okay, but now that would be if there were two horses.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Now, the shave, if you just worked one horse, you'd have shaves like the wagon.
Yeah. Well, we have a double tree, then in front
then
of the
swinger tree's fastened onto the double tree.
Okay. Okay,
and then there's a chain, and I've got all them things, they call the stay chain, and that fashions from the double tree back to the axle to keep one horse from pulling the other back again in the wagon.
Okay.
So you just get it so far.
I see. Okay. Now let's go back to the hog raising again. What the male for the breeding animal?
That was the boar.
Okay, and did farmers and other use other words in the presence of women? Would they use the word boar?
Oh, they wouldn't hardly, you know. They'd go with the male hog or something. They didn't thought that wasn't just proper for women, but now then they just say that bull or boar. There's more women into the cattle business now than they do. They don't go behind the stump now. Boar, bull, or whatever you are. Jack, Jenny.
Was that another word that you would avoid using around women, Jack?
No, that's all you could do about it, just a Jack.
Yes, okay. Now, they would say that in the presence of women.
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's take the, from the time
of... boar and bull, they're being a sort of shy, you know, about naming a boar.
How about buck and ram?
Well, they didn't seem to pay as much attention to that. Of course, it's all the same, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just a buck or a ram sheep or buck.
I see.
Sheep had horns, he's called a ram, and if you didn't have horns, you're just a buck. Now, that's where the ram part come in, them hornings. You take some of them old sheep, you know, they'd have great big old horns.
Yeah. They had those kind around here with the...
They used to, They ain't no sheep anymore. Yeah. People, dogs have to kill them on. People don't have the sheep business. Uh-huh. They ain't managed for a county, I don't guess.
All right.